going on, everybody? I might be a little drunk. I don't know, maybe a little bit. Definitely catching a little buzz. I had to turn my fan off so that you guys could hear me without the fan noise in the background. I'm talking softly because I'm trying to be quiet. People are asleep right upstairs. But, no, I wasn't going to get on here. I wasn't even going to fire this up. I fucking don't even want anything to do with this microphone lately, but just a lot of shit about shit has got me thinking. It's social media. It really fucking bugs me, man. It really bugs me. Why does it have to be a fucking thing? Why do we have to have it in our lives? Sorry, you have mellow tone, Paul, right now. But why? Why is it a thing? Why is it so important? Why is it so important to everybody to have it? I think I'm gonna be done with it again. I think I'm gonna do like the whole shebang. All of it. Gone. The only reason I have it right now is because my daughter has it and I wanna see what's going on with her. But because I have it because of her, I find myself indulging in the things that are the social media. Looking at the photos, interacting with the ads that are designed for me specifically based on my Google search results. I interact. I want to see what's going on. And it's addictive, just like anything can be. It can be routine. You wake up in the morning and you got to take a poop. And there's social media. Whatever happened to reading the back of a fucking Lysol can? Anything that was right near the toilet that you could read. There was nothing wrong with that. I know it's not quite the same. Social media, the internet has much more to offer in terms of reading material in the palm of your hand. The grody palm that you hold your phone in. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I do it every day because I feel like I have to have it to monitor what my daughter's doing. So I kind of have some kind of idea. And, I really don't want it. So it's a conundrum to say the least. And, I think something that happened tonight solidified that. It's not a very important thing. It was very stupid. Super stupid, but just like an eye-opening thing, if that makes any sense. I like metal music and I like certain bands and stuff, and the lead guitarist for Slipknot, Mick Thompson. Maybe he's not the lead guitarist, but you know, the lead like rhythm guy. The guy that looks like it's that guy from Sinister. Mr. Boogie from Sinister. Yeah, he looks like him. That's what his mask looks like anyway. So anyway, I follow his wife on Instagram because she's, you know, she's cool and stuff. Like she posts cool stuff and I just follow her because, but she's a nobody. Unless she has, you know, she's a nobody without her husband, who's the actual reason why she has so many followers. And there's a lot of this on social media, you know, like the spouses have a shit ton of following because they're the spouses of the famous person. And she's on there and I follow her and she's cool and everything. And I like, you know, like once in a while we'll comment a thing on her posts and joke back and forth. Of course, she doesn't know me from Adam, so it doesn't matter. But today, like somebody had commented on one of her, I was just scrolling, just now I was scrolling through Instagram and somebody had commented on one of her posts, like, why you not verified yet, blah, blah, blah. And I commented, I was like, because you're not a celebrity. You're not, like, nobody knows you unless you're with your husband or because of your husband. And she treated me like just like one of anybody else that she would have as followers that are haters, and like instantly blocked me, even though like I was just like ribbing, like brim, 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 you know, elbow to the ribs. I was just ribbing, but she instantly blocked me. It's like, you know, I think I'm done with this whole like social media thing, because it's like people feel entitled, like. And she was like, you know, I think she had commented on somebody else's shit. Like, I should be verified. Oh, no. Yeah. She commented on my thing before she blocked me. Said, like, just because you're famous doesn't mean you shouldn't be verified. Well, why the fuck? Like, why? Well, like, take me, for instance. How am I different from her other than I'm not married to, like, a famous player, you know, guitar player for a famous band? How am I different from her other than that aspect? Then why wouldn't I be verified? So like, and I had said, you know, like, well, I would love to be verified too, but I'm not shit. And then she blocked me. It's just funny. I got to get out of this. I got to get away from this shit. I love, shooting the shit into this microphone. I love having contact with the outside world other than my limited life. Working and speaking to people through my job and, you know, my regular life, as boring as that may be. I love reaching out other than that, but it's not so important to me like it is for all these other people, it seems, you know. And I'm having this problem with my daughter, and it's like the kids these days, they grow up with this social media stuff, and it's like, it's so fucking unhealthy, man. It's so unhealthy. It's not the way to like grow up, thinking like that's how you make friends, like impressing people with things. And I don't know if you're listening to this and you're a younger age, you don't really know any different, but like when there was no internet and no cell phones where you could just communicate with the outside world, you went out and made friends in real life. And they either liked you or they didn't. And if they didn't, you didn't know about it. Or you did and they just didn't hang out with you anymore. But now everything's like a status thing. Like, I've got to have a fucking a this account or a that account. And, you know, if I don't get so many likes on this thing, I don't fucking even post it anymore. It's just, it's so ridiculous. I'm fucking so sick of it. I'm totally, after this podcast, I'm fucking ditching Facebook. I'm ditching Instagram, and I actually like Instagram. So that says something. Facebook, I could have done without it, but I wanted to be back on to check on the people I know about that don't use Instagram that are older and things like that. But like, you know what? I think I'm done. And if I want to get in touch with these people again, then maybe I'll pick up a fucking phone like we used to do back in the day. You know, and just because pay phones don't exist anymore doesn't mean that phones don't exist anymore. The thing that you hold actually is a phone. It's not just a texting device. Seems like I only get communicated through by text now. When you get a phone call, it's actually annoying. And it shouldn't be annoying. Why is it annoying to get a fucking phone call? But it is now. It's like, why? I get a phone call, I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? Swipe and then throw it into the passenger seat. Like, what's going on here? Fuck. You know, it shouldn't be like that. It should be like you should want to talk to people the way we used to back in the day. I know if you're younger, you know, that's not the way you grew up, but that's the way it was. And I don't know, there's something more, there's something more emotional about that, more of a connection and actually talking to people as opposed to just, you know, texting your feelings. So dry. There's no emotion behind text. You're missing out. Life is becoming dull because of it. It's becoming dull. There's no excitement. It's gone. I miss payphones. Listen, I don't miss having to fucking find one, but I miss them. I miss having to be a form of communication rather than just like shooting a text. When I grew up, you couldn't say you didn't get a phone call, you could bullshit, I guess, and say like, oh yeah, my sister didn't tell me you called, whatever. You could use that line like a couple times, but now it's like you can just say, I had shitty service, and everybody's like, oh yeah, okay, no problem. There's such a disconnect going on in life, in society. There's such a disconnect. And look where it's getting us. Look where it's getting us. Everybody's just like, their news is online. Everything is like, they believe everything they read on the internet. It's driving me insane. And, you know, I guess you can believe the wrong things that are said on television too. And you always could. But, like, it seemed like years ago, the news media was more respectable than it is today. The news media today is all about ratings. They want to say things and do stories about things. They're not going to totally lie to you, but they got to make their stuff interesting enough for you to watch. Otherwise, you'll just be on the internet. Why would you watch? And, you know, they're basically all just clickbait. I'm not saying that they're not reporting anything that's not true. I'm not saying that, but they've got to get your attention because without ratings, they don't make money. So if the news isn't happening that day, they're going to make it happening. And I don't know. It's just, and that's always been a thing. I'm not saying that's a new thing. That's always been a thing. But the internet makes it easy for them now. Social media makes it easier for them to do those things. I don't know, guys. I mean, this is me heartfelt. This is like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to believe. Like, what's out there? Is COVID overblown? I don't know. It's not a hoax. I mean, I don't know. Is it overblown? Maybe. Is the media blowing it up to make money? I mean, they can still make money while people are sitting at home. They can sit at home and make money while people are sitting at home and not making money. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I feel. I think social media has fucking ruined society. And I've said that before online and been attacked. Oh, it ruins society, blah, blah, blah. I think it has. I'm sorry. I really do. I think it has done a serious disservice to society. And we're never going to be able to fix it, man. We're fucked. It's only going to get crazier. New stuff's going to come out, new apps, new places for people to post what they think and people to believe it. And, I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad thing because that can be good or bad, but like most people are bad. So it's just like, fuck, dude. Like, what's next? Seriously. Like in all the memes of 2020, what is next? I don't know. I just wish I could go back in time and eliminate the fucking internet, dude. As much as I get benefit from it, I wish I could eliminate it. And it's not because I don't want people to get information. It's just because there's so much misinformation on it. Too much. Where it crowds and drowns out actual facts. And clouds people. It just clouds people's minds and judgment. And it's gotten to the point where it's like the news media is just like, well, fuck it. We need to make money. We need to get stories, like I said before. And then they just do the same shit everybody else is doing on the internet. It's fucked. You know, before you could count on news media, you got your CNNs, you got your Fox. You can, you know, obviously they're swayed in directions, but you can, you know, it's not crazy. They're not making stuff up. But now it almost seems like things are made up just to. And even if it's not an actual news organization, but if it's like an individual just making something up just to get recognition, because that's what social media has done to all of us. We need to be out there. We need to have our name out there. There needs to be a presence. There needs to be recognition. Why? Why do you need recognition? Were you not happy just being yourself? You don't need a voice. I mean, you can have a voice, but you don't need to be heard on every medium all the time for validation purposes. I'm so sick of it. Everybody just trying to validate themselves with shit on the internet. I respect my wife so much. She keeps her mouth shut so much. She talks to me like I know her thoughts and her beliefs, but she doesn't post shit online. She's like the smartest person I know in terms of that. She doesn't go spouting her fucking mouth off online. I do. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb. You're not going to be internet famous. Who cares? You're not going to be famous. Everybody thinks the internet is their gateway to fame. It's not going to happen. As many followers as you get, it's not going to fucking happen. You know what? I have been sponsored by a company on the internet. You know what they wanted me to do? They gave me a free product. They wanted me to be a fucking whore and post photos 3 times a week, making sure that their product name was mentioned or shown in photo. And they get mad if it's not happening. And you know what I got? A free fucking $350 product. Guess what? It's $350, 3 months out of my life, I had to be a whore. Is that what shit's worth? You think you're going to get a sponsorship? You think you're going to get sponsored by people and like have people give you things and give you money? You're not all going to be the fucking influencer that you think you're going to be. It's nothing. And once they get you to agree to it, you're stuck. And then you realize, oh, I'm not really getting much out of this deal. Well, guess what? Too bad. You're not famous. You're not going to be famous. Everybody is out there to use you to make money. Do you understand me? You are there for them to use. That's all you are. Have some fucking dignity. I'm going to from now on. I was asked to re-up on my sponsorship, and I said, fuck you. I did it. Just like that. Fuck you. I don't want another free product. I'm not a slave to you. It's bullshit. Go live your own life. Go find something you're good at. Do that. Don't worry about showing everybody. You know what? You'll get recognition in life. You will get it. People will give you praise. You don't have to post shit online to get praise. I am just as guilty as everybody else is at doing it. I'm pretty good at photography. I do that. I post those pictures. I love the gratification of seeing the compliments. You know what? It's not everything in my life. And I'm very ready to give that up again because I don't give a fuck. Because social media as a whole disgusts me every time I get back involved with it again. It drives me nuts. It's doing it right now. It's the reason I turn this microphone on. My wife's sleeping upstairs. I'm trying to keep my voice down, but this pisses me off. And I'm done with it. I swear. Not tonight. Not after I shut off this mic. It's kind of late right now, I'm going to be honest with you. But maybe tomorrow I will fucking get into this deactivating my shit. I'm going to leave my Facebook Messenger where people can message me up because I do connect with people on there that I don't necessarily have their phone numbers. So I do need to have the Messenger, but I don't need to post anything. I don't need to see anybody's posts. I don't fucking need it. I'm done with it again. I'm going to leave it up to my ex to monitor my daughter's stuff. You know, I'll have a talk with her about that. But I'm done with this shit. I'm done with this again. I can't take it. I get disgusted with it every time I get involved with it again. And there's a reason for that. It's like when you drink too much and then you throw up. And then you feel better after a couple of days, and then you're just like right back to drinking again. Same thing with social media. It's garbage. Drop that shit. Drop it like a bad fucking habit. It's nothing but bad. It really, even if you're not using it for that, if you're going to your phone on your pooper and fucking looking at shit in the morning, you got to find something else to do. I'm guilty. I'm the guiltiest of that. But if that's your go-to, social media is not really my go-to on the toilet. I usually go first and start downloading podcasts for the day. But once that's done, then I go there. I can do without the social media. I could bypass that and everything would be great in my life. And when I ditched it before, everything was great in my life. And now it's back and it's not causing me problems. It's not like people are bullying me or anything like that. It's just seeing everything there. It's too much. Like, people need to have, I hate to sound like the old guy, but back in the day when you didn't have it, things there to just fucking torment your brain all day long. Like, sure, everybody wants the news, but like, the social media is like bad news all day. Like, it's really strenuous on people. And I think it's bad on the kids, man. The kids have social media. I got my kids with the Black Lives Matter going on, crying their eyes out over stuff. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing that they're not aware, but like, they shouldn't have to feel like they want to cry all day long. They're teenagers, just, you know, barely teenagers. They should be like enjoying life. And I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't be aware, but like, maybe it's a little young to be, you know, ridden with anxiety over things that are going on in the world. So young, you know, I mean, yeah, you get in your late teens. It's good. It's good. You get it. You're aware. But you know, young teens, man, you still got to be having fun. I don't know, dude. I'm like, I'm so over it. I wish I could cancel the whole thing myself. I mean, not for everybody, but like, what are you going to do? The world is changing, man. It's completely fucking different than it was when I was growing up, that's for sure. And I'm not saying the way it was when I grew up was the way it should be. I'm just saying, I think there was a lot less influence on you as far as like everybody coming at you in all these fucking different directions from the internet. Man, it's got to be overwhelming. It's got to be overwhelming, dude. Like, crazy overwhelming. I could only imagine. You know, when the internet started, when I was like a teenager and the internet was just starting, all you could really do was go like onto a fucking local server and download pixelated games. And then like, it got a little more advanced and there were chat rooms and your hard drive was still too small to download an MP3, believe it or not. It's gone. It's way different now, man. Now we're holding computers in the palms of our hand. Little HDTVs. I love mine. Don't get me wrong. It's the entertainment services that it provides as far as paying my bills instantaneously when I get my paycheck and, you know, queuing up some Netflix stuff and figuring out who that one guy is in that 1983 movie on IMDb. It's perfect. I love the thing for all of these things. The social media aspect, that's just there and I don't need it. In fact, it can become quite the distraction and take me away from things I should be focusing on in my real life, which is the important part of life, not the pixelated gratification that you hold in the palm of your hand. And I just fucked up my sound by throwing my phone dramatically. Oops. I don't know, guys. And where does it end? You got Xbox Live, you got PS Network, PlayStation Network. If you didn't have the social media stuff, you'd still have that. And I guess that's kind of cool because it's just kind of a hang. You know, you hang over the mic and the headphones during the game you're playing. That's kind of cool. I still dig on that, although I do think some kids they put a little too many hours into that. I think that could be stretched out a little bit. When I was a kid, I mean, granted, it was just Nintendo. Like, the original Nintendo. NES. Not the 64, not the GameCube, the original one. And actually, I had actually was around for Atari too, but that was, even when I was a kid, that shit was lame. But when the Nintendo Entertainment System came out, I fucking needed me that shit. And I got it. But on a Saturday, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I was like, fuck this, I'm outside, threw the paddle down, shut it off, go outside. At least the games are boring enough back then where you'd go find something else to do. Now they're just like virtual reality. I don't know, guys. What are you going to do? You can bitch about everything as you progress through life, right? Everything that advances and becomes an inconvenience to you or is different than what you know. You can have an opinion about it like I'm doing right now. But I do think the social media things kind of ruining society. Sorry. It's just the way I feel. You disagree with me? That's your right as an American and as a human to disagree with me. But I don't know. I didn't think that way, man. I loved it before. But now, you know, it's not like I'm an old guy and I was like, as soon as it came out, I was like, what's this malarkey? That wasn't me. I was all into it. But like, I've been changing my mind on it now. That's allowed, right? At least I had experience before I had an opinion. Like, I've had social media since, you know, kind of the dawn of it. I had a fucking MySpace. Yeah. Anyway, that's gonna do it. Peace.